any Native American can tell you that, that there's, when things go bump in the night, there's a reason things go bump in the night. And you can't sleep because you're fearful of what's out there, what's in the dark, and what harm they have intended for you.
Daigute, welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. On today's program, you'll hear from a man whose battle with spiritual darkness led him to the light of the world, Jesus Christ.
Hi, my name is Larry Ed. I live in northeastern Arizona on the Navajo Reservation. I'm a Navajo. I was born in Winslow, Arizona, and I'm 40 years old. And I'd like to share with you Lord Jesus Christ, who's the Creator. Native Americans, when they worship and they pray, they always speak of the Creator. And I would like to introduce you to the Creator. His name is Jesus Christ. He himself says that no one can come to the Father except by me and through me. And that's a lot different than what Native Americans teach, that they can get to God by use of peyote or by use of smoke or just prayer in general. But God, Jesus himself says that nobody can come to the Father except by me. So that tells me that a lot of the religion and the things that are taught are not correct. And it took me a long time to discover this. The background that I was raised in is my grandfather was a medicine man. And he was a traditional Navajo medicine man. And my grandma, her younger brother, was a medicine man. And my uncles were peyote priests. So that's the background I was raised in. And I was told all the stories, all the Navajo stories as a youth, and the myths and the legends. And every time they have these stories, people are sitting around with reverence and they think they're talking about the Creator and where they came from. And in the Navajo language, there's a word and they say jinna. And the closest I can translate it is said. And at some point when I was a teenager, I became aware of heaven and hell. I became aware that there was a Creator and that there's a spiritual enemy who's the devil. And hell just seemed like a really awful, terrible place to where there's just suffering for all eternity and there's no getting out. And the word Jannah, it is said, was too much to risk. My questions to the elders at that time, I would ask them, well, who said? And they would say, well, my grandfather, your grandfather said this. And I was like, well, who told him? Who's to say that it was right? How do you know for a fact? Can you tell me something without using that word? Can you say that for a fact this is the way it is? And they couldn't answer me. And my mother, she was starting to go to a Christian church in Flagstaff, Arizona, where I was raised. And those Sunday school teachers and the pastors and them, they spoke with authority and they said, these things happen specifically and you can read about it here. And at one time I called the Billy Graham crusade that was on TV. This was probably in the 70s or so. And I called that number on the screen. And I kept asking those people, how do you know what you're doing is right? How do you know what you're doing is right? How can you prove it to me? And they kept saying the Bible. And I says, well, without the Bible. And at the time, they couldn't tell me anything. They says, well, the Bible says. And so I finally decided, well, maybe I should look into this Bible and see what it's got to say. And if you open the Bible, the very first words you read are "in the beginning." That's the first words that come off. "In the beginning, God created." So there's no "it is said," "legend holds." It doesn't say anything. It just flat out states, "in the beginning, this is what happened." And if you go to question, like the different spiritual elders I question, you ask them specific questions. Where do you go when you die? What happens? They all have their own spin on things. They don't have the same stories. They don't have the same destination, even though they are members of the same quote-unquote religion. And that nobody could tell you where you go when you die. And basically, it's not to be spoken of. And I didn't really accept that. And I kept asking and stuff. And I knew that you have a soul and you have a spirit and you have a body, and they're separable. They're one, yet they're separate. And it wasn't hard for me to understand the body dying, but then it's like your spirit and your soul, what happens to them? And nobody could answer these questions. And if they could, they were always different from somebody else's. And it was really difficult for a long time to understand these things. But the more I read about the Bible, the more clear it became. And you can understand all these different things, because a lot of the native people that I talked to would say, "No, that's not for Native Americans. That's for the white man. And that's their religion. That was given to them, and this was given to us," and they would name these different things. But even if you just go, like a lot of Navajos that I know, they just went to boarding school, and they learned about astronomy. And the Navajo legend says that the reason the planets and the stars are where they are is that the coyote stole them. And he threw them up into the clouds, and that's where they hung. But when you go to school, and you just learn in elementary school that the solar system's so vast that there's no way that a coyote could have done it, even a spiritual coyote. I mean, things just, they don't add up. They don't make sense. So the more you study things, the more you research things, the more things tend to fall into place. And that's what I would encourage you to do, is to go talk to your elders in your community and speak to them about what their concept of the Creator is, and consider their words and remember them and think through them. Read the Bible, see what it's got to say, where mankind started from, where mankind's destined to end. And I'm sure you'll find that the more research you do, the more study you put into this, the more that you will come to find that Jesus Christ Himself is the Creator. He's God Himself. And He had to pay the ultimate price to make things right again. Because Navajos always speak of walking in harmony, and they want their lives to be in harmony. And that's what God Himself, God the Father, wanted. Because of the fall of man, sin came into the world and things became evil and bad. And to make things right, there had to be a sacrifice made. So God basically sacrificed Himself, because only God could pay the penalty. God the Father sent God the Son to pay the ultimate price, to restore harmony, to pay for the sins of mankind. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ was resurrected and brought back to life. And He has an open invitation to anyone who would accept it, that you could have fellowship with Him. When I was in my mid-20s or so, or early 20s, my wife, she became a Christian. She was raised in a Christian background, but She decided to become a Christian, so she accepted Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. And at the time, I was just kind of watching and just curious to see what that meant. And I just watched her. And she never said a word to me. She never preached to me. She never told me to read the Bible. She never harassed me about it. But I watched her for maybe 3-4 years. And I saw a dramatic change in her. She was always peaceful, always calm. And she had a certain sense of security. And that impressed me. At the time, I was having a lot of spiritual warfare. I couldn't sleep at night. I mean, any Native American can tell you that. When things go bump in the night, there's a reason things go bump in the night. And you can't sleep because you're fearful of what's out there, what's in the dark, and what harm they have intended for you. And I still heard things go bump in the night. Yet she slept peaceful and she was calm. And the more research I did, the more I thought about it, the more the Bible made sense to me. In some kind of basic elemental way, it made sense. So I decided that I didn't want to spend eternity in hell. It's just suffering. The Bible says there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And the night that I decided to do this, I was having probably a spiritual attack, if you want to call it that. And I woke my wife up and I told her, you know, I think I'm ready to accept your God, Jesus. How do I do this? So we just laid there in bed and she walked me through the what's commonly known as the sinner's prayer, admitting that I'm a sinful person and that I would like to have Jesus come into my life and that he would be my God, my Lord, my Savior, and that I repent of my sins and that I would follow him instead of following myself.
We all need to come to the place Larry did, where we recognize our standing before God. The truth is, we have all walked in spiritual darkness and our wrongdoing has separated us from God. And we all desperately need the forgiveness that He offers us through His Son, Jesus Christ. Larry said a prayer to God, what he called the sinner's prayer. It wasn't the prayer that saved him, though. That was just his way of expressing his faith in Jesus. Do you believe? Do you want to be saved? Listen to Jesus' words. I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. My friend, put your trust in Jesus. He's the only one who can rescue us from darkness and bring us into His light. Want to know more? Please visit our website, withoutreservation.com, and click on the tab New Life. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. That's The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. Want to take The Storyteller with you? Be sure to download our app. Thanks for listening, and remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. There's more to Larry's story, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.